Today's the 26th.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, good morning, TNT. Today is August the 26th, 2015. And we are back here. We're still hanging on by our chinny chin chin. So I guess we'll do that as long as we can. All right. Guys, I got a couple things to go through real quick. And first of all, is Pam already sent me a text message saying today is One Question Wednesday. One question, and I'm going to read it. It says, and you better stick to it. That's what it says. Something like that. What does it say, man? Oh, it says, and don't forget. Okay. All right. One question Wednesday. So get your one question ready right now. So we're going to go through some people and one question. That's it. I got some good news and some bad news. And the good news is everything's still ready to go. Everybody's in agreement. People are still preparing for this to happen by Friday at the moment. Today is Wednesday, so I'm just going to say by Friday or throughout the weekend. They are preparing for it to happen, that time frame. I will tell you, in Iraq, they were told on their television, the announcements, that they should see the completion of the reforms either in a couple of days or next week. That's what they were told. Either in a couple of days or next week. That's the exact verbiage that I got. What was playing on their screens, either a couple of days or next week. So whatever their plan is. And we're hoping for a couple of days because I know everybody else is planning for something throughout the weekend. It could go into next week. But hopefully the weekend is over. It's over. All right? Not being specific. No date, no time. Just a time frame. So that's a good thing. Banks are prepared. I can tell you right at the moment, rates are not showing because they're trying to keep it limited to the people who can see them currently. So they aren't showing in all the usual places. Some people absolutely do know the rates and can see them, but it's not all the way down to the level that it's usually been. But it's still a good thing. And information is flowing throughout the banking system to still get ready, get ready. We're about to do something, but we haven't done it. We're about to give you some new updates and guidelines, but they haven't done it. But those kind of things are coming. So we're still in a very good position. All right? So that's a good thing I wanted to tell you guys, because there's not a whole lot of news, because all the news we're waiting for is let's go do this. And again, everybody has agreed that things are in place. They have given so-called power or authority to one organization to say go, and everybody is simply waiting for that go signal. That's where it's at right now. Okay, here's the bad information. Got some information from some people yesterday. Pam forwarded to me. Lady who says she got a call from the IRS. They called her, asked her about her dinar purchases, where she was buying it from, how much she bought, told her that there was an arrest warrant issued for her arrest for buying fraudulent foreign currency. But they want to know how much she bought, where she bought it. But if there was an arrest warrant, wouldn't they already know that? So she did ask for some information. You got my name. She said they had her name, had her address. She asked, well, what's my Social Security number then? They refused to give it to her, so they didn't have it. Asked, well, how much did I buy? They refused to tell her, want her to tell them. And then threatened her if she didn't be more cooperative, they would send the police over to her house within 30 minutes to arrest her. Because they had this warrant, and they're just trying to be nice. Well, as soon as she challenged that, they got mad and hung up, I guess. Or she got mad and hung up. Take it back. So she looked at their number, and they left their name, their badge number, phone number, everything. So she called the number, and I think nobody knew this person. She called the local police, and they gave her a different number to call for IRS. Here's the thing, guys. First of all, if they give you and they call you with this kind of number, anybody can spoof a number. I'm telling you, they absolutely can spoof your number. Not a problem. If you don't know what spoof means, is there's actually software out there. You can get it. And, you know, it can make you look like you're calling from your neighbor's house or calling from the IRS or calling from the police station. It can make your phone receive that number as any number they want it to. And then so when you dial that number back, you're naturally going to get the IRS's voicemail or their 800 number system, whatever it is, because they spoofed their actual number. But you're not going to get to talk to that person. And that's the key thing when you go through there. I want you guys to be aware of this. And I'm telling you, this isn't anything new. It's something that people have been doing for years. Every time they get a chance somewhere, they've been doing this. So let me see here. I'm looking for another message to show you guys. What was this thing? Oh, wasn't it? This morning, somebody was telling me that that they got the message from TNT. Oh, maybe it was an email they sent me. Where did it say something? I wanted to show you guys. God, see, I get so much stuff, now I can't find it. Anyway, they got a message from TNT talking about how the RV is going to be on Friday morning. I can't find it. Sorry. I got too much stuff here. Anyway, they've been spoofing TNT's Twitter account, because that's what they did, Twitter account, trying to send out messages saying it's from Tony, that it's not telling you to do things, call people. That's not unusual, guys. They've been doing it for years. I got email stuff from yesterday. It's told me, hey, I've been sending these donations to TNT, TNT Tony, Tony@gmail.com. That's not my email, guys. That's somebody else who made up an email with my name so they could get these donations. So people have been sending donations to the wrong accounts all this time. But this is stuff that people do. This call, and since I've just told you guys, I'm just getting text after text. I got that call. I got that call. They called me too. This is not unusual. The thing I hate, this lady is 67 years old. And she said it's a good thing. I'm smart. Suppose it was somebody that was 70 or 80 or older or somebody who didn't know any better, and they just panic because somebody calls and says, I have an arrest warrant for you for being on the Internet or for buying foreign currency, and I want to know how much you had, when did you get it, where is it at, and they had her address. Guys, I really seriously don't think that's how they're going to operate. I really seriously know the IRS isn't going to call up and say, I'm going to send the cops to your house in 30 minutes if you don't answer every one of my questions. I just really don't see that. Yeah, so I want you to be careful. That's what I'm telling you. Same thing. Somebody's telling me about them calling saying they owe all this money. And you don't send it, they're going to send the cops to your door. You know, right that moment, 30 minutes from now, and it's always the IRS threatening somebody. Or they'll come back with some other agency. If you don't give me all the information, and, you know, where do you keep this at? Because you're going to have to be careful, because this is nothing. And I'm telling you, absolutely nothing compared to what's going to happen the moment they announce this RV and you actually go to the bank exchange, and these same people who got it from whatever site, location, whatever, start calling you. start threatening you, start getting you to answer questions when they know you now have this money. Because then they're going to be bold enough to say, where do you bank at? This, that, and try and get as much as you can. And you've got to, everybody, everybody listening to this call, has got to help the older people through this. Because they get scared, they panic, they don't know, they call them in the middle of the night, and then try and take advantage of them. Not just older people, but they're more at risk than anything else. And let's be our brother's keeper in this case. When you know something like this is going down, you know there's a scam like this going down, don't be ashamed to tell your friends and family. Don't be ashamed to go back. All the people you connected with on the internet through this, let them know, hey, this is the latest scam out. I just did it. Because I'm still getting texts right now, calls right now. So somebody else knew about this besides this lady who called us yesterday, that this has been going around for days, if not weeks now, and they're collecting people's information. So I really want you guys to be careful with that, okay? Because we are absolutely almost there about to celebrate everything's in place and should be having a great weekend. So with that, I'm going to go to questions, and it's one question Wednesday. So 650, good morning. 650.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you? Good.
I'm good. Hey, I wanted to ask a quick question regarding, we've seen a lot of reference here to the deletion of the zeros going through with that program. And I guess I'm concerned that I've never seen a redenomination of a currency without it being a redenomination everywhere. For example, I went through a redenomination with the Venezuelan Bolivar in 2006, and they redenominated by three zeros. And basically what I had of the original currency was no longer worth, it was worth one thousandth of it, and at the new rate that they had. Can you talk to us as to why you believe that we will have an opportunity to exchange with the three zeros at the rate that they're getting in country without the three zeros?
Sure. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Uh-oh. Sorry. You can say Vegas, Vegas, Vegas if you want to.
And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right. Okay, guys. Because this is unlike any other country just re-denominating their money, because this is Iraq being used as a foundation for a global currency reset that has never happened before, because this is a currency that is not currently in circulation around the world, which is not an international currency, and because there have been special emphasis agreements and things put in place for this to trade at a different rate outside the country than inside the country for a period of time is why we'll see the difference from regularly redenominated countries. Because this has happened from countries who are coming out of a war-type situation where theirs was intentionally devalued to a ridiculous rate, to reinstituting that currency is some of the differences that we'll see that's enabling this to happen. One rate outside the country with the three zeros versus none of the three zeros inside the country. and that's the way this was set up. So that's why I believe it. But here's the most important thing. Because I know people, and because I know people who are looking at bank screens, because I know people who've already done exchanges on both sides of the exchange, exchanger and exchangee, and I know the rates that they got. So that's why I believe, because I believe. All right, and it's documented. Okay, 863, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tony. You can hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, partner. Yeah, I was the one who called yesterday and telling you that I had sent you money through the account online with the PayPal account.
Okay.
And I followed that up with an email to you to verify that, and then you just said at the beginning of the call that you indicated that you sent an email back to me. Is that correct?
I did. If you're the one who said tony@gmail.com, I said that's not my email.
That is correct. That's the one. That was the address that was on the PayPal website. You follow me?
PayPal website on our site?
Yeah, it was the. I had made a payment to the to your where you send the PayPal money, and on the PayPal account when you put the numbers in and it tells you where you want to send it, it was sent to that particular email address, Gmail.
I don't have that address, do I, Pam? So,
if that's not the correct address, then I'm sending the money to somebody else who probably needs it worse than you do.
That's not my address.
Tony, if you go to our TNTDenier.com site, everybody can go to TNTDenier.com that wants to make a donation, click the donate button. The instructions are there, and the email that you put in is donateforTNT@gmail.
That's the one I used.
Now, what comes up, I believe on possibly your screen or your own account, is that it goes to Anthony Renfro at donateforTNT or whatever it is. So
that is,
his name
that is
does
all
show
correct.
Up somewhere.
Okay, well then your
name shows up somewhere, but it's actually donateforTNT@gmail.com.
Okay,
right, but he said he got tony@gmail.com. And I said that's not my email address.
Okay,
copy that. Go ahead.
Okay, well then let's erase everything because that's the donate at tnttony.com or gmail.com. That's where it ended up being sent to. So you're getting the money properly then. Okay. That's the only question I had, Tony. I wanted to make sure you was getting the money, is all.
Okay, and long says donateforTNT@gmail.com.
That
okay.
is correct. That is correct.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Vegas? No Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas. Let's go with this thing.
All right. Let's get it on. All right. Okay. 352. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. I have one question, and I have two suggestions. You know, we was talking about what we're going to do. You know what would be neat? Take, for instance, you know when they collected money, those red kettles, is that around New Year's time or Christmas time?
Oh, Christmas you're talking about. Yeah, for go ahead.
Yeah. What I was going to say, take, for instance, if every one of us on this line took $100, let's say we start out with a minimum of $500 bills, and each one of us wrote on that $100 bill, what do you always say? Super fantastic?
Yep, super fantastic.
Yeah, each one of us wrote super fantastic on that $100 bill, and when we went throughout the area where we live, let's say if I was going to do $500, I'd go somewhere and put $100 in that one. I drive some of us, put $100 in that one and that one, and, you know, and up to $500. If folks want to do $1,000, that's up to them. I think that would go viral in a heartbeat, and we would have folks confused as to, hey, how would this money get it out there like that? You know, I think it would be rather neat if we can all do that.
Well, okay. It would be great if everybody picked one day and did that and it happened or there, but this is my thing, just so you guys know. There's so many things out there about so many charities. I don't know how much money actually goes out. I don't know. There are so many times people are out there faking like they belong to this charity or that charity, just collecting money. There's a lot of scam things out there, which is really prevalent around Christmas time. It bothers me. I would personally, and I'm not telling you guys don't, there's some great organizations out there, I'm sure, and they need money, they need donations. I need you to research and make sure they're the right ones that you want to do, that they're giving away the right percentage of it and not using 5% to help people and 95% to line their pockets, because there's ones out there just like that. So it's something you have to go through. I know in your heart you're trying to do the right thing, and that's why this is what's big for me. It's big for me for you to help somebody you can see, touch, and feel. For you to help somebody right there in your immediate community where you can see the results of it. It's still helping. It's still helping people who need it because you're at the ground floor level with them. And if that was that organization's part and you're doing the same thing, then great. But here's my thing. You know, I could drop some money in a bucket and go on and say, okay, I did what I was supposed to do. But I could, you know, what I do is I see somebody sitting on a corner or I'm walking in, you know, a restaurant or Kentucky Fried. I do this today. It's what I do. I go in and my wife or kids or whatever in the car, and, you know, or we're ordering takeout. Whatever I order, I always order a second thing, and I walk out that door and I hand them that bag. Regardless, I do that. I don't care where I'm at, what I'm doing. Or I see somebody going through trash cans and things, and we're in a parking lot, and I'm going through a fast food. I'm going through the drive-through. I've done it. I get a second order, and I go and find that person and say, here. I mean, here's some food. I see them laying in the grass covered up, you know, and I say, hey, here's some coffee and some bread, because that's what I do. Because I can see the immediate results of it gradually, and I know I've helped somebody. Same thing, you know, in your community, when people's lights are turned off, when you see people walking around in raggedy shoes, and those are things you can contribute and see the results and feel it. And I don't know, that's just more to me than giving to organizations. I'm not telling you guys not to, because they help people on the worldwide. I'm just telling you, be mindful of who you do give it to. But mm-hmm. if you're really trying to do something and want to see your results, then you be the one to do it. Okay? I mean, that's just my opinion.
And I have one more suggestion, then I'm going to ask a question if you don't mind. And another thing I was thinking about, you know, if we're going to buy land and stuff and we're going to, you know, build a house on that land, perhaps we can build an additional home and talk to the police department and let the cops live in that house for free, and that can be our protection, our security, you know? And I think that'll help us out a lot because, hey, man, I tell you, a lot of us are going to be rather frightening. It's going to be rather scary, man, because folks are really going to be watching you, you know?
Okay, wait. You started the sentence off trying to help your community and police officers. But what you really was doing was protecting yourself.
So what now?
Okay, then. All right. Okay.
Well, think about it.
You get a free house. All right.
Well, I mean, if you want somebody to protect you, I mean, just having a security system may not be the answer. You know what I mean? But here's my one question.
Well, let me say this before we go to your question. I'm sure that cop won't mind. If you're going to give him a free house to live there just to make sure nobody else there, you're like, hey, I'll park the car right there. I'm here for you. Okay, so, all right. What's your question?
It wouldn't be for life. I mean, you know, if you want to talk to another guy and let another guy live there, let's say this guy lived there for 2 years or something like that, you know? And then you could just switch him out and let somebody else live there. That's what I'm saying, you know.
Another cop,
just,
right?
Yeah. It's just something for folks to think about. You know, it's something for folks to think about. But let me ask my question real quick so I can get off. What do you know about Egypt and Libya? Are those countries also going to eventually revalue some currency? Is that also in the world? Do you know?
Eventually, they're going to have to. I mean, eventually, yes, absolutely. The question is not if they are, it's when are they, and are you going to be made aware of it? That's the question. Are you even going to be eligible to do this again is the real question. And you should, when you're putting your money in banks and getting your personal bankers and wealth managers, let them know that's your goal.
Okay.
Okay.
Now those coaches, they also use dinar, right?
Dinar is just another word for dollars over in the Middle East. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
all right. Thank you, sir. Vegas.
All right, boss. Yeah, Vegas, Vegas,
no
Vegas.
All right.
I said it, man.
Okay. All right, 404. Good morning.
Good morning and good afternoon and Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And my question concerns that, given that we've been doing this Vegas, Vegas, Vegas campaign for several months now, how successful would you say we have been in convincing those who have the ultimate authority in terms of saying whether or not you can or cannot go? How successful have we been in convincing them that this should be a celebratory party, that you can come and we all can converge on Las Vegas? And presuming that we have been successful in this, I want to hear you say, yes, we've been successful. When should we be planning for the Vegas, Vegas, Vegas event based on all the good news that you've been giving us, that we're sitting in a very good time frame now for the RV and exchange process to be beginning?
Okay. So was that one question or 10?
No, it was one. It was multi-parted, and Pam didn't say it couldn't be multi-parted.
Oh, okay.
And I did it in one breath, if you noticed that, sir.
Yes, you did. You did very well.
Made up for
your Monday. All right, here's the deal. So let me tell you guys everything I know about that. And everybody else listening. So this morning I was talking to some people. And we were talking about the information and things that have gone on over the last 5 years. Good, bad, and the ugly, and who knows what, and who knows when, and who can prove what, and who can prove when, and who can point who in the right direction, and all these good things. Okay. Because this is a very complicated thing, whether you guys know it or not. Of course, we're talking about Tony. So we're going to talk about Tony for now. And Pam, because I'm going to throw her in there. And DC. And Ray. But, and a bunch of other people. So here's the question is, I mean, there's two sides. Just like everything else, there's two sides. There's some people who absolutely love Tony, love what he's doing, think he pours his heart out, since he's been sacrificing. I mean, put his neck on the line, everything else, to do the right thing for a bunch of people. There's absolutely a group of people who believe that in a worker. There's another group of people who think Tony is an arrogant asshole who talks too much, who's giving out too much information, who thinks he's better than he should or whatever. And just, I mean, for all the wrong reasons to me. But there's a group of people who honestly think that and think he should have been taken down, taken out a long time ago. And there are some other who are just the opposite. Hey, the guy's just doing the right thing, you know, and he's helping a group of people that they couldn't legally help anyway or publicly help anyway. So this is the avenue to do it. So we've gone through that. We've gone through, and I'm going to get to the answer to your question. We've gone through intentionally getting fed BS and intentionally getting very good information so you guys would understand the process and be knowledgeable. And some people are putting out the information because they don't want 90% of the people to be broke in 2 years. They want this to be a longer-term deal. So we've gone through all that. Now, here's the thing with Vegas. It's a question of two things. If we go to Vegas, does that give Tony more credibility? Does that give him more access to a bunch of multimillionaires and billionaires And again, the problem is when this comes out, okay, it did happen, the numbers were right. Now, I mean, is this too much authority or knowledge or wisdom for one person or one group of people to have, which I'm including Pam, Winston, and Ray in there. Was Ray saying, why do you keep putting me in there? But anyway, so and I understand their position. And there's another group of people out there saying, hey, we need to let him do this because, again, he can say things that we can't say. He can think things that we can't think, don't want to, and there's no liability because there is none if I go and do this. But it also gives them an avenue where they could teach people, instruct people, help them protect their money, grow their money, and it's everybody in one location, and they can give out all this education at one time and then go from there. But it lays a foundation for them, which you would think the banks want to take advantage of. But then does one bank get to do that or do multiple banks get to do that? Do you bring them all in at a time or give one their day to spread it out? Those are things we haven't talked about because so far only one bank has actually approached me about doing it. And actually, they went so far as to go out of the country and have somebody call me and say, hey, you think you would do this? I'm like, yeah, I'd do it. But anyway, which makes sense to me. So their concern is that the influence, but more so with the amount of information that we have, do we give this guy a public pulpit? Okay. Do we give them that to work with on other things? So, I mean, I understand them feeling the way they feel, and it's, I guess it's my job or responsibility, what I'm doing, is try to make everybody feel comfortable and know, hey, look, we're just trying to help people. We're right at the end and make this long term, and there's no other ulterior motive behind it or anything else. And that, believe it or not, I'll tell you guys, I just want to go live my life just like everybody else. I want to enjoy my money, enjoy my family, and just go. People as I meet, we can help each other, we can do this, and this can be our contribution to society, then absolutely. But can we do that without talking about the last 5 years is the question. Can we do that without exposing things that you guys don't already know in the process? That's what some of their concerns are. And I understand it. I mean, I rightly do understand it. But I'm also saying we can't. I've talked to Pam about it, DC about it, and we want to put this so far behind us just like everybody else. We really, really do. Just can we just be through with that and go on and lead our life? Because that's what we want to do. So let's help the final product. Now, I don't know. I was told that they're thinking about it. They're talking about it. Some of them don't see a problem with it, where some of them are clearly fighting. And I don't know who has the final decision until I get the NDA. And I see exactly what it says. And I know, again, no books, no television interviews, no movies, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm good with that. I know there's some other stuff, some things to say and not say. So, and okay, and I can work with all that. So, let's say we get it done. So, that's where we are. I really don't know. I know it's being discussed. Okay. Exactly how far I can and can't go and what I can and can't say and as far as that. I mean, I could still go to Vegas because I'm going to Vegas. Okay, here's time for that. We can still have, I don't know, parties, events, or something, and I'll see exactly what. We won't be able to discuss Dinar. And I don't care because I don't want to discuss Dinar because it's over and done with. Now, what I'm looking at today is August. And if it happened, I'm going to try and do it as fast as possible. If it happened today, I would try and do something right in October. And it would have to be, because once it became November, December, I don't think we could get into Vegas, because we tried every year so far, and it's been booked. November, December, all the way through January, because it's Christmas time, and people start having their holiday celebrations, and they reserved space a year ago. I mean, I could possibly pull it off if I got a stadium or something, and it, you know, I spent $1 million, $2 million on a two-day event or something, then they could find a space for me. But to do it in a hotel arena for us to have, you know, meetings, celebrations, presentations that day, for us to be able to have dinner at night like we want to, for us to be able to have nightly parties. And by presentations, I mean, I want you guys to be able to meet the mods and meet Pam and you know, D.C. if we could get him there. We might just have to have a cardboard cutout of him because he's actually scared of you guys. He's like, man, you're some crazy people out there. So so to plan it the way we wanted to plan it would be something. And if the banks would come in, because that's the big thing. We got the banks, and I got a couple of companies to do annuities and do some other things that really want to help you guys. We want to bring in some people to one-day classes of educating people with a lot of money, how to protect themselves and those sort of things is what it was supposed to be about. So I can't tell you. I'm going to try and do it. Vegas is probably the hardest place to do it during Christmas time. I could probably easily get somewhere else, some other city, and they'll be glad to see us come. I mean, Frisco will be glad to see us come, and they'll line the streets with TNT banners and everything else. So I've been talking about that, but there's probably a whole lot of streets that would do that. I mean, a whole lot of cities that would do that. So right. We're still in a state of confusion because I don't know what we're going to do. I know we're going to be prepared to move fast and pay whoever we got to pay to do whatever it is we got to get done. I've got several people who've already sent me asking, could they bring their bands? Could they do songs at night? Could they perform, you know, in different genres? So I said we'd have to set that up. So it's a little work going into it, but I'm going to try and get it. If it was today, towards the end of September, first part of October, before everybody goes out and starts spending their money doing crazy things, we want to give them some help. If not, it probably wouldn't be the first part of next year, but we'd still get together. Now, the smaller venues, North Carolina, Sacramento, that, you're only 1,000, 1,500 people. I'll be able to throw those in there real quick because this is going to be one-day events.
Right.
Okay?
Super. Well, I appreciate the very detailed response on this, Tony, and I will save all 31 days in October, keep them open so that whenever the word comes out, we'll be able to get out for Vegas, or wherever it may be. And, again, appreciate that, and we thank you in advance for all that you are doing for that and for all the information that you've provided. Have a great day.
All right.
Super fantastic.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 219, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am super duper. I'm not super fantastic yet, but okay, I can be super fantastic.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, just in case today is the last day, thank you to you and TNT family for all you all do, things that we'll never know, what you've done. I can't imagine some of the things that you said that you've gone through, people following you, taking pictures of you and your family and all these other kind of things, your name being, you know, butchered.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Ain't being butchered all over, not over the city, not over your state, but all over the globe. Your name is being butchered, and so you know, you on another level than a lot of us on the call. I have high respect for you and the TNT family, and thank you, Pam, for reminding Tony on every call to give the date, because if you can't get on the call listening to the recorded call, if you have a lot of them like me, if it doesn't say the date, I don't really know what date it was. So I have to listen. So thank you for that. And that fake RS call is scary, real scary. I can't imagine getting a call.
It is scary for a lot of people. And, again, it hasn't just started. Again, it's been going on for years. Some people are just getting it. The closer we get, the more it'll happen. I don't know where they're getting people's information. You know, got to be from one of the other sites or something where they're downloading it and backdooring them or something. I have no. And people building their own lists when they ask you guys to volunteer for this, or you want this product or this service or whatever, and they're building their own email list and going back and. That's the only way I can see if they have your email and address. But they don't have your social security number, your driver's license number. They don't know how much you bought. Then they're probably not a government agency anyway, because they have all that. Believe me. And they're not going to call and ask you those kind of questions on the phone. What they're going to do is try and call and set up a meeting where we can sit down together, where they can make sure they got your undivided attention and then say, this is what we have, and what do you got to say about that? So... guys, just be careful.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
What would you do if you had your grown daughter's currency, who doesn't get on the call, don't know how to do the exchange, blah, blah, blah. So you would do the exchange, maybe put it in an account or something, or something like that, how would you disperse the money to her?
Okay, first of all, let me tell you. I got a grown daughter who, am I giving her this currency or she paid for it herself?
She paid for it herself.
Okay.
She's
paid for it herself.
Yeah.
But she doesn't listen to the calls, don't know how to do the exchange, anything else. So... this is my grown daughter. Word comes out, here's the rate that I'm going to say, hey, you need to get over here as soon as possible. Okay, this is what we're doing. This is the rate. You're going to go in there and ask for it. And if I was you, I'd take that money and I'd go get me a trust account, put it in the trust account. I don't know what you're talking about. No, you don't, because you haven't been paying attention. So right now, you go exchange your money, put it in your account, and we'll talk about everything else later, because that's all you can do. You don't want to exchange her money in your name, give it to her, and then you both pay taxes on it, because
Okay. Now
half is only a quarter. Anything could happen in the meantime. Anything that she does after that point, and you gave her that money, could follow back to you. I want to keep my deal as clean as possible. You know, my kids have their own currency. They're going to do their own exchanges, because I want to make sure whatever they do, they do. Whatever I do, and the both shall never meet, okay? The two shall never meet. There will be no connection between them, because you never know what might happen in life. So if she's grown, then she needs to assume the responsibility. This is your money. Now you see it's real. You didn't take the time to learn so you know what to do when it happens. You need to take the time to learn before you start spending, because when it's gone, it's gone. And that is what I tell my kids. When it's gone, it's gone. You broke, not me. You had money, and I'm teaching you what to do with the money. And if you choose not to do it, that's on you.
Right.
Okay? Because mom and daddy ain't going to be here always, and, you know, you always have to. The final thing, give a man a fish or teach a man to fish. It's your choice.
Makes sense.
Okay?
Yep.
That's what I do. All right, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. I will be there, but not to party or to gamble, but just to meet you and hopefully D.C. and hopefully Pam and hopefully Ray. I don't do that type of partying, but I will be partying with Jesus, thanking him for this moment. And I would like to meet all those people who I've been praying for.
Great. And you know what? We're going to party anyway. I know what you said. I heard what you said, but I'm going to see what you do.
Okay. I hear you. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay. 512. Good morning. 512?
Yes, Sonny, I'm here.
Okay. What's going on? Hello? Okay. And we're going to go to 870. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm so excited, and hopefully it will be real soon. But what I was just wondering, Tony, do you think that if we have an opportunity to get the contract price, if it's still there, do you think it would be easier to get it in a large city, or do you think it would matter?
I don't think the city matters. Well, I shouldn't say that. Okay, what I was told yesterday, or day before yesterday, what the bankers was, each location, well, I shouldn't say each location, but they were told they were going to be allocated so many slots to do the contract rate, and they get to make the decision. So that's the one of the people I know who actually is part of the exchange that she was briefed
okay.
on. He was briefed
on. So the different banks have their choice.
They're going to have their choice. I know they're going to give them some criteria to go by, but they're still going to have, I mean, they're the last line or first line. They get to choose the person. So, I mean, you got to impress upon that person when you're doing the exchange that you're going to do the right thing for the right reasons. You're going to invest in long term, and but they're the ones who get to make the decision, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you think a city of 150,000 might have that same opportunity?
I think they have to spread it out. Probably the numbers aren't going to be equal. I mean, each bank's not going to get 10 people to give the contract rate to. I'm sure it's going to be based on their area, how many customers they have, how many they think can fit this criteria. And believe me, guys, they have this mapped out. This morning we were talking, we were trying to break it down to ethnic background. How many had what? And they have a criteria for that. And they have a criteria for regions of how many people. And they have a criteria for actually religions. So what background? So this is broken down into a bunch of different areas.
They had a lot to study, didn't they?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate all you've done. Thank you so much.
Vegas?
I'll just use my one question. Oh, Vegas. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. 410. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Sounds like we're still in a great place, and I appreciate that information and the window that we have. I was wondering, has there been any additional information that you just talked a little bit, like maybe you've heard more about what some of the procedures are going to be? We have gone through so many permutations. I remember when at one point we were going to take all our currency, and then we would only take a little currency, and then you hear us take all your currency again. I don't know how all those things are working out in the plans that you know of now.
You know, I think last week, we were, or maybe it was week before last now, told a little bit about the plan, you know, about first day, second day, third day. These are the things we look for. These are the people we're going to look for. This is the area, and this is there's a U.S. plan, and I feel we had a global plan, which are a little bit different, and they have to be because of, you know, the different countries. But as far as, you know, take all your money, don't take all your money, we discussed and debated amongst ourselves, It's a security factor. It's a trust factor. There's some I want to see all the paperwork before I do anything factor, you know, and I know that goes through all you guys here too. So I would basically, and I am, when we get the call that, hey, I want to know how we're doing this. Is this a one-time good deal, only get to come in one time? Or we need to come in, I mean, let's discuss this, let's get it done, let's get it in writing, and then when I go to my wealth manager, I'll bring the rest, and we can raise the rate up. So I don't know, and I don't know that that's going to be in a package. I don't know personally if it's something they would even want me to advise you guys on or tell you to do, unless it's something they like, no, let's let them go in the office and make that decision on their own after they talk to the guy. Or they make that decision on the phone when they call to get their appointment, because you're going to say, hey, what's the rate? You know, well, what rate are you going to give me, this or that? And they're going to say, well, you got to come in because the rate may change. I can't get you until Wednesday. And it may be a different rate or something. Or, you know, those kind of things that people will have to go through. So until I actually get something or some guidance, I don't know what to tell you. Because I don't even know what I'm going to do myself, to tell you the truth, until I talk to them. Because that's when I'm going to make my decision. If I feel comfortable, then okay. If I don't, and I feel like something ain't right here, then I'm just not. You guys are going to have to do the same thing.
Wow. Yeah, those were my thoughts also. And so I appreciate that you're feeling the same way that we are. Yes, we want to get it done. No, do we want to risk carrying that kind of thing around with us to four different locations? You know, all those challenges. Well, I thank you for that one question for you. I just want to just drop a question for Pam because I
okay, hold on for a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't want people to be scared to take their money in because nobody knows when your appointment is but you. You're the only one who knows. I'm walking out the house now and I got this and I'm going to my appointment to do the exchange. Unless you told the whole world, your neighbors and everybody else, hey, I got this super lotto ticket and at 10 o'clock I'm leaving home, I'm going to go cash it. And somebody's probably going to be waiting for you. Okay. But other than that, that's not your concern. When you pull up to an exchange location, they're going to have security in the parking lots. I'm pretty sure of that with this number of people and definitely in the building. I already know that. Now, some of the places that they have set up, and I got to tell you guys, it's like a shopping mall. I mean, it's what I compare it to. A store where they're just going to have tons of people at one time, but there's going to be tons of security, uniform security, unmarked security, all kind of people there. So it's kind of like Vegas. You know, people just don't go into Vegas and rob you. It doesn't happen because Vegas won't have that name. And it won't happen from both levels. I mean, the good guys and the bad guys. Oh, no, that's not happening here. You know, that's not going to happen here. You're not going to give Vegas this name and we lose all this money. So you very rarely hear anybody ever getting robbed in Vegas. It just doesn't happen. You know, because there's too much there. That's how this is going to be. So I don't want that to be a concern. Mm-hmm. Even if you're going from bank to bank, again, nobody knows you're going except for you. And once you go in and you come out, you don't have it anymore anyway, right? So
hopefully.
Don't let that be the reason.
Okay. Hopefully. Yeah. I do want to let Pam know that I don't know if I got a call from her because I don't always answer all the numbers I don't recognize. And the other day when we talked about the Fortune magazine, which was on August 20th, if anybody wants to go find that, about the helping people out, figure out some things to not participate in furthering the inequality of wealth. If she calls, maybe does her name come up or anything? Pam come up?
Oh, her name is definitely not going to come up. She's not going to give out her phone number like that. So that's not going
to
happen.
Okay. Well, I'll just have to listen to her.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And Vegas, 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 Vegas.
All right. Thanks. Okay. All right. Did we start at 10 o'clock? Man, this has been a quick hour right here, huh? Okay. 313. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing super fantastic.
All right, then.
I'm hearing that Iraq needs to implement the reforms before they can RV. What are your sources telling you about that?
My sources are telling me that they have implemented reforms. They have told everybody about the reforms, and they are absolutely ready to go. They've done everything that's been required of them, requested of them, and even more. They've been very visible about it, because even things that we aren't hearing about, they're now explaining to people on their television, and they're doing it three times a day to make sure they understand it. So, no, I don't see anything else for them to do. They've issued arrest warrants. They've restricted people. They've found money, removed it. They are constantly, even today, Abadi put out articles about there are people that are trying to stop the reforms from taking place, and he's not going to let that happen. It is going to go through. So, no, I think they're very visible, and the people can see it, or they still be rioting in the streets, and they're not.
Okay, that was my one question. Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day. Vegas?
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go with 813. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hi, how are you? Yes, I'm here.
Unbelievable. Let me take you off the speaker. I'm unbelievable. How are you?
I am great.
This
it's
may be
getting better by the hour.
This may be a stupid question, but I'm still going to ask.
No such thing as a stupid question. Go ahead.
All righty. Now, based on what's happening with the stock market, does that have anything to do with us?
I think it has something to do with us, yes. I think it has something to do with the entire world, global financial system, and the timing. Absolutely.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, in a good way, as far as it's affecting the global market economy, it's withdrawing a whole lot of money out of the system. And it's kind of, as they say, a correction being put in. There's a way of starting the market over at the same time where there's a GCF or starting the currency over. It's actually reducing the prices and things which would affect the currency when it happens. But this is a way to bring everything down. And it's bringing everything down except for the dollar. The dollar's the only thing that's getting stronger through all this. So
okay.
It's being something that has to be dealt with. But it's aligning the rest of the markets up for a GCR is exactly what it's doing.
Okay. I saw that, and, you know, I was like, is that our red flag? When I saw it, you know, my ears went up, and I'm like, whoa, is this our sign that it's our time? So that's why I'm asking if that's our sign that it's finally our time.
I think it's a great sign, and
okay.
A whole lot of people think it's a great sign. And a whole lot of people, I mean, people who should be and who are part of this are excited about it. If you guys notice one thing on television, this is bad since 2011, right? Some of it since 2008. They've never seen the numbers change like this in the history. This is making history itself right now. There has to be a reason for that and something behind it.
Okay.
And it's adjusting everybody who didn't know about the GCR. What they're doing on television is telling people, don't get out the market. Don't sell. There's a bad time to do that. Don't panic. Don't panic, because those that do are losing it all. And today is margin call day. So if this is another negative day and people didn't have the money to play, they're going to get wiped out. People who played the day trading game made a lot of money last 3 or 4 days. So they made it, but they didn't get out of the market. Because as soon as the GCR does happen, this is stabilized, because we expected this once the GCR happened, the market's going to go crazy. There's going to be so much money out there. So many people don't know what to do with it. It's just going to go crazy. They're going to be pouring money into it. If it kept going like it was going, because it was going out of control, what would have happened if they put this injection of money in there? It would have really took off. It would have just been out of reach. So it's smarter to bring it down, put this injection in, and reset it. It still has to stabilize, though. It can't be just going down, down, down. Somewhere they got to say, okay, this is our starting point. Now let's go. And put the money in and go from there, which will be a correction, as we'll see, to the market.
I'm glad I asked.
Do what?
I said, I'm glad I asked you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, Vegas.
As they say, one man's opinion. All right, thank you.
All righty.
Okay, 773, good morning.
Good morning, Anthony Renfro. This is the IRS, and I know your address in Folsom.
Woo! Okay, then. Come on over. Let's have lunch. Look, just so y'all know, it's not like I haven't gotten that call before. For real.
Oh, but thanks for that warning, because, I mean, that's a good warning, and we need to know that, and you're right. We need to help protect our elderly, who that kind of stuff, you know, just scares the socks off us, you know. But, Tony, I noticed you didn't say which organization the authority has been given to, and that's cool, and then, that's not my one question, but I did know that you didn't say that.
I did not say that. No. Nope.
I know. Okay. Well, my question is, how do you think a body is feeling about these low oil prices? I mean, how is he handling it? What activities is he taking to protect his country? Have your sources talked about that?
Yeah, it's okay. The activity that he's taking is what all the articles and stuff you're seeing is the private sector. Let's do something in the private sector. Let's start investing in the country, the community, and private businesses. And they're setting that up with all the anti-corruption laws and money laundering laws and pulling all the corruption out of the government has to be done for people to believe in that. What he's trying to do is take it not just oil. And he's clearly saying oil cannot be our only income generator. Now, does it hurt that, you know, when this started or throughout the years, oil was at 120 and they were going to make trillions of dollars off of selling their oil? Because, yes. But to be honest with you guys, the price that the GCR was set at is still lower than what oil is today. So it's really not affecting the price of the GCR or it happening. It's just affecting the profit margin as far as per barrel going on right there. So that's not really bothering any of us. Okay?
Okay. Well, that is good to know. It's good to hear. I mean, I figured something else had to be, you know, going on over there where they're not really concerned about this, because you're not hearing any panic or anything from him, you know, in his tweets and all of that stuff. So that's very good to hear, and I would like to say Vegas, 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 so Tony can go. Or if this happens that we can't get Vegans, my vote would be some Caribbean island somewhere we all can meet at. So Vegas, you guys better open up us a spot or we taking it out of country.
Ray, where are you going? Ray got an island all picked up.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that.
Oh, yeah, so he's going to be right there. So
oh, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
down
Tony.
Down in the islands.
What did you say, Ray?
I said down in the islands, man. Down in the islands.
So, guys, Iraq isn't panicking because we haven't reached that rate, but they are trying to make sure it's not their one income source for their country. And they're trying to make changes to do that, bring people in and help build a different economy in their country. And that's what we're seeing right now, and that's really important to do. So with that, Pam, you got something you want to say? I got to see if Pam's still with us because, you know.
I am here. We did post the Fortune article in our forum, so you're all set there, ma'am. And I guess I want to remind you again that Tony's been telling you things, DC told you things for the last couple of years about what to do post-RV. Number one is sit back, take a break, take your time, think about it, make sure you have professionals, not internet professionals, professionals that you can meet face-to-face with, that you can check out their backgrounds, you can get references on. So be very careful because it's your money and you're not going to get a second chance at this, guys. Secondly, we found Daz has spent a couple years putting information in the forum along with all of our other contributors to help you financially in our forums. I know a lot of that information got out everywhere to other people. But what we found was that it was all in Tony Robbins' book, his latest book, Money Master the Game, I think it is. And we don't make money off the book. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it at used bookstores. They have it in audio versions. They have it on YouTube. So you can find it. It makes sense. It's a great place to start for everybody. And for those of you that are confused and aren't sure what to do, are a little bit overwhelmed, it is the place for you to go, and it's all in one place. So please take your time, get the knowledge you need to get. Don't jump into anything.
Okay, Ray?
Okay, this is when am I going to see it Wednesday? And we're going to look forward to some terrific things on Thursday. But, you know, we spoke a while back and did some nuggets to some of the family members, nuggets of information, in case you didn't catch that. Nuggets of information on self-directed Roth IRAs, and quite a few of you took advantage of that information, learned from it. Something new for you to also, a new nugget to drop on you. You may already be familiar with it. Self-directed 401Ks. That's a new tool, and if you don't know what it's all about, you should look into it, because there's definitely something there for us to use and take advantage of. So if not the self-directed Roth IRA, then you can look at the self-directed 401K and be a little bit more in control of your financial destiny.
Okay, then.
All right.
All right, guys. All I can tell you is everything's still looking good. Everybody's still excited here. Banks are gearing up. Government people are ready. Iraq is ready. Again, they're being told either 2 days or next week, which could be anywhere in between there. They did change their rates with 1166 to 1112. So they said 10, 15 cents. But it shows it's going down. So things are occurring there. And they're probably going to get it low enough that they can just, you know, change it all at one time. Nobody's upset. Nobody's arguing. Just things are going on. Part of the process, procedures, and they're just waiting for the final go. But there is nothing else to argue about, discuss, or people are saying, I need this accomplished or that accomplished. We're just going through the process right now. And a lot of people seem to think that process will be over throughout the weekend, if not before. So we'll look at that as being our next time frame. All right. With that, I'm going to say enjoy the rest of the day. I'm going to enjoy mine. And if we're here, we're here. And if we're not, we're not. We've done what we can do. So, or what we've been allowed to do by we are the people or those people. But hopefully, you know, I did ask somebody, I said, am I ever going to have to do any more of these calls today? And they said, well, I don't think so. And I said, well, okay, I hope not, but we'll see. And that's where I'm going to leave it. I'm feeling super fantastic because nobody's arguing, nobody's fussing and fighting, nobody is saying this has to be accomplished in Parliament, voted on, law, anywhere else. This is just hopefully the final crisis that you guys will see in public, and we'll be on to something new. All right. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day.